This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT Brake.
That's right, 2:37 on the Sweet Spot on a Friday. Thank you so much for being with us. We have Why Today Doesn't Suck ahead in just a little bit. Quick update. So we were just talking about the Fanatics,
and we're just laughing,
supply chain issues,
having a good time.
That's impacting your Rangers now too, right?
Yeah, Sean McFarland, our buddy from the Dallas Morning News, just reported that.
Good dude.
And it's a Friday. The Rangers wear their City Connects on Friday. Ham's wearing his City Connect Peagle. The Rangers will not wear their City Connect uniforms tonight. They haven't received them yet from Fanatics.
Oh dear.
So, guess there's
the
a back order.
Where the
gold? Yeah, we're the gold tonight.
Astros,
let's do
right.
it.
Let's go. Without further ado, here's Monty with the NIT break.
I may need to connect with some P1 that's going to the game. I need that white Peagle hat. Pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Pretty clean. Wear that tonight. I can just go to the fan shop and
wear all white.
Yeah, why can't they just? Because they sell that stuff still, right?
Yeah,
can't they just go to the team store?
You have Leody out there just like trying stuff on.
Yeah.
Yeah, this will fit.
Get the montage going. Josh Smith sitting in the chair. All right. We have six to play here. We had to cut
all right.
some down.
Six.
So big week.
The CBI is going to be on fleek this week. So we start with candidate number one here. This is our old pal Dave Lane, the winner of the April Fool's Open. AFO. And he decided to go classic Dave and fire from midcourt.
UConn. Then probably South Carolina the rest of the way. So I imagine they're going to be dogs in each of those games, but maybe I don't know what I'm talking about because I don't watch women's basketball.
Oh, I don't either, but you watched last night.
Of course I did, and I watched last year.
Okay.
Are the Hawks Hunts going to get together and watch?
We did not name our fan group the Hawks Hunts.
We're just not going to do this, guys. We're just not. Did you eject that into the sun, Ham, or no?
No.
What? Hawks?
Just Hunts? Stop. Just everybody stop.
Why would they be named the Hunts?
Golly.
Oh, that's greatness.
Probably felt good off the bat.
Didn't even get dumped. Oh. Didn't have to.
I love
that's just brilliance.
Dad Bob, too.
He was furious.
We're not even going to do this.
Go to your room. Time out. Hawks Hunts.
Right, it makes no sense at all.
You think about what you said.
Sometimes it's worth it. You just got to try.
He was waiting too, just okay. rubbing his hands together. Like
I don't think
I got
he
this.
Talked all second.
Hold on. Oh, Dave,
until that.
Brilliant! What a week for Dave. Best week.
All right,
best week
Davey.
Ever.
He is candidate number one. Candidate number two here is our old pal EA. Right. EA running the board.
E ankle
last Saturday, getting ready to win the April Fool's Open, and he had a hard time running the board. He did not play return music in back-to-back segments, so I mean, had to push
Ham,
him together.
I'm sure Ham knows. It's difficult to remember.
Yeah,
to
easy to forget, right?
Play
yeah.
something.
So about 30 seconds in, you're going to think, oh, this must be over. It's going to be silence for quite a bit.
On the Sweet Spot, Monday from 1 till 3,
hey,
on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
No return cut.
No return cut. Okay, that's fine.
You. Dang, you right. complimented one time on return cuts.
I know, and we get nothing.
We get
on
nothing.
That. Yeah, let's try music on every return under the bump. That would be awesome if we could do that.
We're cutting down the nets and cutting the field from the Elite Eight to the Final Four on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
It's 1:39 here on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. EA, if we could just have backup return cuts in there.
There is a return playing. He didn't put up Internet 2.
Okay.
Doesn't matter where Travis is.
Technical jargon, just, yeah.
Putting you down, Travis is going to show up.
Yeah, he's disappointed.
But on that one, you know, you got to feel for him.
And sure. Prior to 2016, before we had Spotify or anything, it would get a little stressful at breaks. You would have to tell yourself, okay, get the old school iPod ready, have something teed up, get on YouTube, have music. But since we have a Spotify icon on that computer, which I pay for, you could be in a ticker. You could be coming back and be like, oh, crap. Okay, just get the return.
Not to defend EA, but I think this is on Jay. Because he mentioned Internet 2, which is the producer's chair. Which means Jay was playing the return cut.
But
right?
EA's still
EA
on the
didn't
board.
Have it up.
Yeah. But Jay's in that room as well.
Yes.
And he runs the board for the top 10 every night, so
exactly.
He knows what he's doing.
This is an EA-Jay matchup.
I'd put this on EA because it's
75-25.
If he realizes, there's nothing playing, just hit something on your OpEx.
Or just tell them they're back.
Just have chimpanzee riding on a Segway on
Base
one of your icons.
Yeah. Hello,
that's
Larry.
What I would do. Yeah.
3-second rule.
All right, we'll keep it on EA as a belated birthday gift to him to go with his pants. Candidate number 3 here.
Board strap pants.
Strap in, boys, because we have Bob talking to Duke Manyweather.
Ooh. Which was greatness, by the way, yesterday.
A great guest.
Yeah, he probably could have went and grabbed a snack, used the bathroom, done whatever he needed to, because we might have a new record for long question, Bob.
It's a good year to need offensive linemen, specifically tackle center.
This is Duke Manyweather, founder of Masterminds, and if you are curious what Masterminds is, certainly look it up. There's plenty of content out there. He works with offensive linemen both at the pro and college level, probably high school for all I know, but he's getting another stable ready for this draft. He works with all sorts of NFL guys and of course with the big Masterminds get together every July. It's the who's who at the position. Let me circle back, Duke, to Tyler, and we've talked about him over the years, and I certainly learned a lot about the evaluation process during his draft, somewhat comically, and you know, I mean, the tape I was looking at, he was a tackle, and I was underwhelmed, and then he became instantly a power at guard, and he was a fine tackle at the NFL level. It's not like he can't do it. It's just I just think the difference between guard and tackle for him
is a
little bit of a different level. I agree with your thoughts on him, maybe from a slightly different perspective of just I can't get over what moving over 2 feet or 3 feet means with the guys you're trying to block. You mentioned Dexter Lawrence, who probably goes 340, and then you got Micah Parsons, who's like 240. And if you're a tackle, you're dealing with the 240. And you know, I mean, it's just it doesn't seem like that big a deal, but it's a massive deal, Duke.
Well, as I like to describe it,
what did you get?
I got 134,
and he doesn't even ask a question.
Yeah,
the reset alone was 30 seconds.
1 minute.
That was
and 34
amazing.
Seconds.
That is, man,
Moses,
incredible.
Wow. That is a machine.
I imagine this will get talked about, and he'll say, it was just a conversation.
Yeah.
What do you want?
And again.
And it was.
As that dude's looking at his phone to make sure that he's still on.
Well, and Duke was trying to, like,
Duke is trying to stay in his...
He's like, yeah.
He's staying in a stance, too. Yeah. His lineman stance. Like, oh, not going to false start. Okay, here we go.
Gosh. Incredible. All right. There is Bob as candidate number 3. Candidate number 4 here is Craig Rosengarten, who we learned... His favorite Reese's piece, the orange one.
Agree.
Yeah. How about that? Well, he was on the T-Box. Of course, they are always normally out at a some car dealership, and Craig saw the butterfly fly by.
One thing about Live Golf, I think, I haven't heard a peep out of them in about 3 weeks, have we?
Well, they haven't had any tournaments, I don't believe.
One of the problems, they're only doing 12, right? So he released a video on YouTube yesterday. He played 9 holes. Whoa, look at this. Got to sell some breakfast, baby. Wow. That's some good-looking stuff. I'm all in.
Whoa. It does look delicious.
What kind of meat is that? Country-looking ham. That looks
right.
Like really good country-looking ham. Thank you, sir.
It is Easter weekend.
So Lab 23 ham. Out of Crest Cars. So he plays 9 holes.
Does he know he's on the air?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Because Because there's been a few e-breaks where they've been up and they didn't know they were on the air.
Also enjoy the idea of, like, Ham wearing Wranglers and a Stetson hat.
Country looking Ham. That looks like really good country looking Ham.
We need country looking Ham as a segment.
Yeah.
And you can kind of hear, like, forks in the background. Just, there's a lot going on there.
Eli.
That was great.
Yeah, Eli's like, yeah, that looks like good breakfast, Greg. I don't know what you want to say.
We're talking about live
get
golf.
On with your, yeah. Get on with your golf.
What?
All right, there is Craig Rosengarten. He is candidate number 4. Candidate number 5, it's our old pal. We know him. We love him. He's the lifeblood of the station. Mr. X. OpEx.
We hate him.
Yeah, he gave old board op Tyler all that he could handle.
This report is brought
just east of downtown Dallas. Have a rather large police
live
presence.
Live life without
on
glasses. Enjoy
Gingler
freedom.
Road, due to a police case that ended there, and now it is off to the right shoulder. Causing too much of a delay, but there are lots of flashing lights now on 45 northbound at Lamar Street. Right lane is closed due to an accident, about a 10-minute delay. Apparently a vehicle that wasn't part of the police chase ran over some spike strips. Oops. I'm Dan Miles. The tickets stick up your tailpipe traffic.
That was an amazing 10 seconds of audio, whatever that was.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Tyler, on your emergency break of the week.
That's great.
There was so much just firing off.
He's just so reactionary to whatever's happening.
Along with super casual Dan Miles.
Yeah, he's powering through.
Oops. Spike right. strips.
OpEx is candidate number 5. Wow. Candidate number 6. We know him. We love him. He eats beans. He's Lando.
Lando.
That's the sweet spot zone.
He is the sweet spot zone. Time crunching. He thought that he could throw out this joke to Donovan Lewis and everything would be okay.
It's about a man who's just super. He's a Superman.
They make several sequels and Superman. Remakes of that too, maybe?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah, and one of them, a guy had to have the sun or he couldn't have his power.
Wow.
So if he was here on Monday, you could kill him.
Well.
At least at a particular time.
Right.
Yeah, 1:40. Yeah. Or is it... You guys aren't going to get the reference. I'm sorry. Keep going.
Thank you.
No.
Oh, let's get it.
What was, was it a guy who took tanning pills?
No.
And tried to go to a school?
No, it was like a Jerry Curl in Hollywood Shuffle that if he didn't have his activator, his hair dried. That was
Pootie
his
Tang.
Superpower.
Okay.
Did you just yell Pootie Tang?
He sure did. Everybody gets their right pen to it. Mark that down.
No, that's not the same movie, Lando.
I will, but... And I was like, let me name a random movie about a black guy. Pootie Tang.
I think Martin jokes are in play.
Yeah.
Because we've made them for so long.
Yeah, there's precedent.
Yeah. He loves Martin.
It's all right.
Pootie Tang.
We'll cut Lando some slack. He's gotten no sleep this week.
Yeah. It's been a long week for Lando. And his mic isn't really working.
Yeah, his mic's all messed up.
Maybe Shaft. Any of the blaxploitation films of the 70s?
Soul Plane.
Yeah, are there any
Soul
other
Plane.
Ones?
Norbit.
Yeah, Norbit's a great movie. You went Pootie Tang, huh?
I think that movie's funny.
You know what?
I'm
kind of with you.
I think we'll hear that funny here too. In about 10 minutes for some adult films, maybe.
I think that movie's pretty funny.
All right, let's vote.
Let's do it.
All right, we got Dave, we got EA, we got Bob, we got Rosen, OpEx, and Lando. You know what, Lando? We'll give you the first vote.
Screw the OpEx. I'm voting for it.
Mm. All right. Mr. Mino?
Hawks Hunts.
All right. Hammer?
This is Duke Mannyweather, founder of
Okay.
Manhattan.
All right. Don't have
that's,
time.
That's going to be Bob. Sean?
Part of me wants to vote for Rosen, just because what Eli has to go through. But that feels par for the course, if you will.
Sure.
Ah.
Golf.
Yeah. Big golf guy.
It's been a big week for Dave. I'm voting for Davey.
All right. Man, I think I would give it to Rosen, which means Dave, with 2 votes, wins this week's NIT break. I don't believe he's won the... Oh, he has won before. It's his second win.
Go, Dave.